This shiur is being sponsored by Ramachus Twisser, Zechen Nishmas Rabbi Yoel Ben Rab Shalom of our Shalom. We do less use. We're doing the halachic shiur's kelim. A number of people asked me, they would like me to speak about the 9 days. That's 3 weeks. It has to do with the 9 days also. Shaving during the 3 weeks. Bishvil Panasa, the only time you find that the Paiskim, the Ameiko, is only Bishvil Panasa. The reason why Panasa is different, because it's mitam minig. The 3 weeks until Shvul Shechalboi is mitam minig. Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says Iker, and Shvul Shechalboi, the Sfadim Taka, do take haircuts and shave and so on. However, as Ashkenazim, we pass the letter Amar, that for all 3 weeks you don't take haircuts or shave. However, it's a Shvul Panasa. What does Panasa mean? Let's say you're a salesman, or you have a certain job that requires you to shave, you have to be clean shaven. Then in such a case, then we are meko to allow you to shave during the whole 3 weeks, including the 9 days. However, if it's not the Shvul Panasa, just because people make fun of you, or people will look at it, it just doesn't look good, that's not enough of a reason to allow you to take any haircut or shave during the 3 weeks. On Shvul Shechalboi, like Moshe after next Shabbos, which is called Shvul Shechalboi, the week of Tisha B'Av, there are more Paiskim da Machmer. However, when Moshe writes in the later Tshuvas that if it's a person really feels, even on Shvul Shechalboi, he really feels he's going to lose Panasa, he has a certain business meeting, he has to shleiv, sometimes people have to go for a job interview. I mean, if you're not going to be kept properly, it doesn't look good. So if someone is afraid of a panasa, then he's allowed to shave even on Shvul Shechalboi, even though it's Medina the Gemara. To buy a car during all 3 weeks, if it's a tainug, let's say extra car, you don't need it that much, so tainug, then we hold you should not buy it, because normally when you buy a car, you make either Shechianu or Teva Meitiv. Shechianu, if you yourself drive it, or Teva Meitiv, if it's a family car. If it's a car that you need for Panasa, let's say your car broke down and you're looking around for 2 weeks for a car, or it broke down during the 3 weeks and you need immediately another car, can't wait after the 3 weeks, then the halach is you're allowed to buy it. If it's a Shul Panasa, you're allowed to buy it even after Rish Chaydash Av. That's the consensus of Paiskim. To do painting or wallpapering during the 9 days, it's brought down in Paiskim, you shouldn't. But to tear off wallpaper, plastering, that's not davar shel simcha, it's only what you do afterwards. So to take apart the plastering walls and so on is mutter during the 9 days. Huh? Oil change is okay, no problem with oil change. Normally during the 3 weeks, you're not allowed to buy anything that normally you make Shechianu. Things that normally make Shechianu, you're allowed to buy until Rish Chaydash Av. Now, so today, so you could buy anything that normally don't make Shechianu. If you don't make Shechianu, you're allowed to buy until Rish Chaydash Av. Just after Rish Chaydash Av, then from then on, you're not allowed to buy things even don't make Shechianu. For instance, to buy a brand new shirt, brand new suit, or something you don't make Shechianu, some of the stuff, still half a pekin, you should not buy during the 9 days. Shechianu on a pre chadash, and let's say a new fruit you didn't have all year round, you're allowed to, until this past Shabbos, according to everyone, is okay. The only machlokes would be if, let's say, next week, which Shabbos Chazayin after Rish Chaydash, is a machlokes of Paiskim, you're allowed to Shechianu or not. The Amor is machma, and the Diagro is metal. The Maisa Dina, we're not to be machme on new fruits on after Rish Chaydash Av, not to make Shechianu even covered Shabbos. Negeya, let's say, to buy things for covered Shabbos, if you're Eilo Yacha, then the Ashita's Armeka. Mosh, let's say if you have your jacket off, you need a new jacket for Shabbos. So if it's a Tzarech, then you can put it on for Shabbos if you have nothing else to wear. Listen music. It's us all 3 weeks. All types of music with concerts, cassettes, CDs, all these things are not permissible during all 3 weeks, including and certainly 9 days. You should not listen to any musical instrument. The only shaila is, let's say, what comes up sometimes, a person does exercise, a woman, they do exercise, they have a certain beat to make it, makes it easier for them to do exercise. That's what they claim. So if it's true, they claim, then in such a case, then they're allowed to have the music on. But however, what? In all 3 weeks, including after 9 days also. However, if you ask me type of music that helps you do the exercise, but let's say to listen to music, you know, if you have a choice of songs and so on, you have to like Mordechai Ben David, you know what I mean? But you know, it has to be something that's going to help you to do the exercise, a certain beat. Like I said, then it's okay. Also, if someone is driving by car and he's going long distance, his face is going to fall asleep, and music is the one that keeps him awake, then certainly he's not listening for music for enjoyment, then it's okay. So the cloud is like this. So listening to music for enjoyment is not permissible. So it's not for enjoyment. If it's not for enjoyment, then it's okay. So other purposes, to keep them awake, or to do exercise, then we're allowed to listen to music then.
Is that good to
use
other instruments?
Voice only? If it's Shir B'Peh, it's Machlokes, Shir B'Peh is Mutar Asa. Most places can hold Shir B'Peh is Mutar. Just we try to be Machmas Shir B'Peh. But today all, Moshe once said that if you have someone singing, in the background you have musical instruments, it has a lot of shir b'kli and not shir b'peh. So therefore, most cassettes today, even if someone's singing, there's always background instruments to go along with the singing. Therefore, has a lot of shir b'kli, not shir b'peh. You're talking about a cappella.
Yeah.
The a cappella, we hold it's novel b'shus ha'tera. You know, it's really shilus of music, but today, even the new a cappella today, I'm told by people who know what a cappella is, the new a cappella is really musical instruments. There's different types. The old a cappella, when it first came out, those were stuff just knocking away. But the newer type of a cappella, they tell me, is Emerson musical instruments that just, they play musical instruments. Just it looks like, it sounds like a cappella. Therefore, that would be us then. Alright. To go to places during the 3 weeks, to go to places that are not safe. To go, really, what you find in Shulchan Aruch is only the 9 days. However, Makor Chaim from the Chavis Yar, he held that you shouldn't go into oceans and so on all 3 weeks. In fact, in the Archas Rabbeinu brings that the stipler used to tell his children, Chaim Kineski writes, his father used to tell them that they should not go to the ocean during all 3 weeks. Some people are talking, but Mika Din in Shulchan Aruch was brought down. You should be careful in the, just the 9 days. But there are some people that are marked with, like the Mekor Chaim, is marked with all 3 weeks. All
right.
Nope. She just has to get used to it, and that's it. I'm sure you have other things she has to get used to. It's another thing to get used to, that's all. What? Alright. I now talk about the 9 days. The lachos of 9 days start from Shkia. It says from Shkia, the Mechadah Roshan, in the beginning of Tavkuf and Aleph, Meshchadish of Memaita Mesimcha. Doesn't mean if someone gives birth to a baby, you don't have to say Mazel Tov. It's just the way it does. You might and things that normally that brings you enjoyment. Someone likes to watch, you know, sports events. Try to avoid the 9 days. Someone still has a TV and they watch a comedy, avoided 9 days, or something like that. Things which are mutter to listen all year round, then you should avoid it during the 9 days. Children to practice music. Children to practice music is most of the time it's just banging away, not making noise, not music. So you don't have the problem. Then it's mutter all 2 weeks, no problem. If let's say if they can carry a tune with a musical instrument, with a tune, then it's a shaila. It's better not to avoid it all 3 weeks. If someone who's a music teacher, that's his panos, he's not doing for enjoyment the music, so that's a music teacher. So if it's great to do it, music teacher with someone who will guide him and someone practicing music, then it certainly would be okay then. 9 days. Even the 9 days, yeah. Since it's not for enjoyment. The minhag is not to wear freshly laundered clothing that just got washed before the 9 days. So what's the minhag to avoid that? The minhag to avoid that is to wear it before the 9 days. So the minhag is only on outer clothing. If it's big desire, like underwear, undershirts, or socks, that's called big desire, you don't have to put it on before the 9 days. But something like shirts, or shirts, or pants, or jackets, or suits, which are not brand new, but they just came back from the cleaners, you should wear it. How long should you wear it? I tell people the best is to wear it for 5 minutes. Have a shem levisha. There is a das kedoshim that says that you can wear two clothing at one time, put on 3 shirts at one time. However, the minhag is not that. Each shirt should be separate. It should be derech levisha. You wear out for 5 minutes, change in 5 minutes, and change and do like that. You do it today. You have to do it today. Say it's erev chodesh. That's the minhag she done. If let's say, and same thing for women, they should wear dresses, blouses, also same halacha also. Now some people say that if you there's an eitzah out that we do is if you forgot to wear it, we do schlep along the floor and we get a little dirty, and then you can wear it then to do like that chatzchila. In the sefer Shammai brings out Shlomo, he has this Shlomo Zalman, the Shlomo Zonicha this eitzah. He held that your person should put it on beforehand. The child comes up, children, shegei lechinach. Now, we're talking now, right now, talking by adults, only one bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. What about under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, children, shegei lechinach? Ladina, the minhag is also, children should also do it also. Let's say if you got to change clothing before, can you do on Shabbos Chazayin? Let's say you just put on a few and you see you got dirty fast, so you want to put on Shabbos Chazayin a few sets of clothing so that you should have it for the Shul Shechav or Tisha B'Av. Are you allowed to do that or not? So to put on Shabbos, to wear a few sets of clothing, you're allowed to wear it because the halacha is on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. It's only during the 9 days you can. But on Shabbos itself, you can wear not new clothing, but you can wear freshly laundered clothing. So, can I change a few freshly laundered clothing so I have it for the rest of the 9 days? Can you do that or not? So that's the Issa Achana. The price is the Issa Achana. But there's an Eitzah. You go to Friday night, you take off your shirt, you don't sit in your clothing, you take your dress to put on pajamas. So who says you have to wear the same clothing when you get up in the morning? So what you do is you can wear a different set of clothing. You go to sleep Shabbos afternoon, you know, who says you have to wear the same clothing you wore in the morning? You can wear another set of clothing. So in such a case, it's just not achana. But to start changing, you know, one after another, for that, that would be Issa Achana from Shabbos to Chorav. Huh? Yeah, right, yeah. You'll watch it in a week, you'll watch your Shabbos also. Tishrei Chal Shabbos? Same law is okay. Alright. To put on new clothing during the 9 days we mentioned before is not permitted. On Shabbos Chazayin, on this coming Shabbos Chazayin, that the din is your lot of Ein Layachav. You have nothing else to wear. You can even wear even something brand new. To cut fingernails. Cut the fingernails or toenails during the 9 days. And Emerson and Shulchan Aruch only mentions the problem is on Shavuot Shacharboy. Now this whole week is okay. Moshe, for Shabbos, you cut your nails, you're allowed, there's no Shaila. only shaila is on Shul Shechaba is a machlokes apaiskim, and a makar, and a person should chatzil be machma, should be machma. Chatzila. To wash floors or sweep floors during the 9 days is okay. That's mutar chatzila. Just on Tishba itself, you're not allowed to, because you should mesir from a bevis. To shampoo a carpet has a loch of a beged, so just like you cannot give clothing to the cleaners on during the 9 days, so you think also you cannot shampoo carpet also during the 9 days.
Spot clean.
We'll get to a second. We mentioned to buy clothing not permissible. Let's say it's a special sale. Let's say you look in the papers, a special sale, and the question is, you want to buy it? It's something that you can't get all year round, a special sale. Then you're allowed to buy it during 9 days, like a double oven. However, you're not allowed to wear it until after 9 days. You can buy it and put it on after the 9 days. So buy shoes during the 3 weeks. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah sticks out that shoes are not considered davar chashuv, and therefore you're allowed to buy it until a shchodesh of. However, Moshe held that today shoes are davar chashuv. Today you pay a pair of shoes at least over $100. It's not only $20 anymore. Today shoes are very expensive. You can buy for a good pair of shoes, you pay at least $150 for a pair of shoes. So in such a case, to buy it during the 2 weeks, he holds a chatchila, you should not do it during the 3 weeks. Sneakers or something else. Sneakers, you should buy sneakers before Rosh Chodesh Av. Let's say you realize, Ramosha writes in the Tshuva, let's say you realize that you don't have sneakers at Tisha B'Av. You lost it, you can't find it. So Ramosha, you keep in mind, since you need it for Tzarek Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to buy it in the 9 days. However, you should start wearing it during the 9 days. You should not wear the first time on Tisha B'Av. The first time should be during the week, during the 9 days. A woman who's married to cut her hair, it sticks out. She has hair sticking out of a tichon. She's allowed to, for tznius purpose, she's allowed to cut it. Also, a married woman is allowed to shave her legs all 9 days. If she's going to skana baila, she's allowed to shave her legs in case she feels she has to. To wash clothing for anyone of a bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, even if you can use it only after Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to. Unless, sometimes, I wish I had a case for Shabbos, someone came over to me, that he has some type of medical stockings he has to wear. Compression stockings. Sometimes women who are pregnant have to wear special pantyhose because of varicose veins. So the question is, can they? They're very expensive. I know the pantyhose cost $150 each one. It's very expensive. So she only has one or two pairs, and so then we're allowed to wash during the 9 days because you wash them for four. If it's for enjoyment, a lot. If it's for four purposes, therefore we'll make them. Washing clothing for children is best to wash it all before Shchodesh. But let's say Tzayach will make out for children until Shvul Shechabai Tisha B'Av, but not during Shvul Shechabai. And that includes everyone up to until Bar Mitzvah Bas Mitzvah. Younger children, we have to change them very often, a few times a day. In the summer, they go out and play, they get it constantly dirty. Then you're allowed to wash even Shvul Shechabai. You're allowed to. To give to cleaners during the 9 days, to guard your cleaners, even if you tell them to clean after 9 days, the chatchila is a machlokes if you're allowed to do that. And the makom tzayach, you can leave it. However, the chatchila should try to be machma. But to give it 4 or 9 days, to give it today if they're open, you're allowed to use the cleaner 9 days, then it's okay. To spot wash. To wash out a spot, there are different shittas. Some shittas hold you're allowed to, some hold you're not allowed to. But we hold certainly that if it's a question you need to wear the beged, or it's a case that the beged will get ruined if you don't wash out the spot, wash it, then you can wash out the spot during the 9 days. To press suits or clothing is also, even if you're not washing it. even at home, not even to give it to a cleaner to press, but also at home, the housewife to press the to press the clothing is also not permitted during the 9 days. Yes. Picking up, you should pick it up. I would suggest pick it up tomorrow already, today or tomorrow, so people shouldn't think that you gave it in the 9 days. Yeah, you could pick it up. Yes. Cracks. We're not on Tisha B'Av. We're right now on the 9 days. We'll go step by step. Huh? Alright. I'm already asking already. Cracks on Tisha B'Av. It's a shayla. Yesh makim and yesh machmirim. During on Yom Kippur, the mishmur is very machma. Mishmur holds that you have to be something you feel the ground. But there's a shayla on Paiskin, kafachayim adachreinim. Are we machmir just like whatever machmir on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur? Are we machmir in the Tisha B'Av also? So yesh makim, yesh machmirim. Someone told me that they saw on the internet from Rabbi Yashiv that you should not wear cracks on Tisha B'Av. I tell people it's darnata. Why? Because it's hard, you don't feel the ground. Right? But some want to be mako, you have to be sevenchan.
Most sneakers don't feel the ground also.
When we talk about sneakers, we're not talking about the $150 pair of sneakers, you know. We're talking about the cheap sneakers that you walk, you feel the ground. It should be something when you walk. But we'll get to the 9 days. If we get to talk about it, we'll... Alright. To exchange sheets, linen in the house is not permissible during the 9 days. Unless you have guests. So to mark that the tzarech mitzvah, we allow you to change during the 9 days. Let's say someone's in a hotel for the 9 days, and usually in many hotels, I don't know anymore, but they used to change everyday sheets. They still do it?
They try to get out of it.
Huh?
You want to save environment.
Okay. Mm. So the question to what you should do, you should tell them not to change the sheet, that's all.
Leave
the card on the bed, whatever it is. They should tell them not to. Alright. Let's just go the other way around. I saw a shadow, let's say other way around, let's just say an old hotel. A Jewish hotel. Let's say you own the hotel in Yishalayim. Can you change sheets during the 9 days? I mean, the people in that room want to, you know, they're paying for services, they want to change sheets. So I saw some of the place can say it's okay. And the reason is, because if they go to another hotel, it's not with neither really, because they go to another hotel, they would do it anyway, change the sheets. So really, it's not with neither, and therefore it's okay then. To wear, not changing. Wear it's a bag of mechubas. A sheet is a bag of mechubas.
There's an issue to sleep there.
The issue to sleep on a fresh linen. So you should tell them not. If they did it, it's okay, because you have no choice. But you should tell them not to change the sheet during the 9 days.
If you change for the hotel, you're not sleeping there.
Huh? The habamin is of the neighbor. Okay? If the person is not religious, there's no issue of neighbor, it's only Shalom Messiah. So Messiah, there's no issue of neither.
So if I have a guest coming for Shabbos,
yeah,
you said I'm allowed to change the sheets.
Yeah.
They themselves, why are they allowed to sleep in freshly laundered sheets?
Why are they allowed to? The covered Shabbos, for sure they're allowed to.
Let's say it's not Shabbos.
Not Shabbos? They have to sleep on something.
I understand, but yeah, realistically, you're sleeping on freshly laundered sheets.
You're not
going to
want to sleep on dirty laundry.
I understand the difficulty, but
Lamaisa,
you're sleeping on
fresh
laundry sheets.
But it's no issue. It's a tzarech mitzvah. The person who put it there is doing tzarech mitzvah. Once it's tzarech mitzvah, I guess the man is nigger after, then it's okay then. Yeah.
Can we change the sheets today and sleep on tonight?
What you do is you can lay on the sheets in the afternoon for a few minutes, okay? Alright. It's like wearing shirts. If you need it.
Alright.
Yeah. So it's a Kav Shabbos, okay. Like we'll mention a little bit later that children, let's say you give them to eat supper at 6 o'clock at night. Every day, 7 days a week, you give them to eat supper at 6 o'clock at night. So right, wait before Shabbos. Can you give them a fleshik meal? Say children are 7, 8 years old. Gila chinuch already. We're machmen that to give them meat during the 9 days. But since it's a covered Shabbos, you're allowed to. Like we mentioned once, halacha, if someone goes to Kaisel on Erev Shabbos, you have to make kriya, even after Chatzais. If you're wearing very big day Shabbos, then we're not mechayev you to wear to tear the big day Shabbos then. So it goes in the same category, because right now it's a covered Shabbos.
So you get dressed and 10 minutes later get dressed again in order to keep your clothing so you don't have a problem with your
corner? What do you mean?
Can I change my clothes in 10 minutes after I put them on Erev Shabbos? Because I need to get some stuff from, I can't do it on Shabbos because of our corner issues.
No. Don't get carried away. All right. Should not change it to Shabbos. Fresh tablecloth. What? No. That's what you have to do. Unless you feel to tayach. If you tayach, then you're allowed to. So it's a covered Shabbos. If you're nifty, that's called a tzayach.
You get spoiled. That's not like the week of the
year. If you honestly feel that it needs, okay, then it's okay. All right. Mishibuibu is on the covered Shabbos, you should not change sheets. Okay? But if a person feels it's dirty, it's soiled, or whatever it is, then in the stomach can be medical. The fresh tablecloth. You're allowed to put the covered Shabbos, dish towels, regular towels, during the 9 days is mutar tzarech Shabbos, to shine shoes. Shine shoes has a din like kippahs, like cleaning the begadim. And therefore, it is you're not allowed to. But if it's a covered Shabbos, you're doing a covered Shabbos, then it's okay. But to darken, let's say sometimes the shoe gets worn out, and it looks bad, so to put on some polish, just to take away the worn out part, that's permissible even during the 9 days. But to shine it, a person should not shine it unless it's a covered Shabbos. To do sewing or mending clothing during the 9 days is asa. But to fix away, not a ma'aser umen, is if it's not a ma'aser umen, let's say a button falls off. So you want to put back on a button. You should do it in a way that it's a rise stick. That means put out, let's say normally a button has 4 holes, you sew just 2 holes. Or you tell a man to sew it, for sure you're going to have to do it after 9 days. All right.
Huh?
The tailor. Unless he knows what he's doing. Okay. Needlepoint. Women do needlepoint. A lot of times women do needlepoint just for the nerves or for the passage of time and so on. A person should not do needlepoint during better not to do in the 9 days. But it's just to kill time, or it's just for their mental health, and mental stability, and so on. They're allowed to do it. At least don't finish it in the 9 days, because that's the davar shasimcha. Then a person should not go to sewing class during the 9 days. But if it's a question, it's necessary, then you could do it, but you shouldn't finish anything on the 9 days. No wine or grape juice during the 9 days. You can't have any wine or grape juice during the 9 days. Unless, of course, Shabbos is okay. Amotah Shabbos for Abdullah, the Shiloh Paiskim, are you allowed to use wine or not? Some Paiskim hold, the Mechadashit is, you're allowed to use wine, make a wine or grape juice for Abdullah, and you can drink it. Ramah holds, the Al-Khatkhila, you shouldn't drink it, you should give it to a child. At least the child is 6-7 years old and says a little about Saba Yishalayim, then you should give it to a child like that. From Moshe Dudina, like the Mechaber, that you're allowed to use wine and grape juice for Abdullah, and you don't have to give it to anyone else to drink it. You can make it yourself. You can drink it yourself also. Yeah, no difference. But someone shares the Abdullah wine. Some people share the Abdullah wine on Matzah Shabbos on Matzah Shabbos Chazayin, then you should not share it with somebody else. Eating meat. Eating the minhag is not to eat meat during all 9 days. That's the minhag Ashkenaz. Minhag Sfad is only Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. However, the our minhag is not to have meat until all 9 days. Unless it's someone's a makam chayla, let's say your lettuce, she has a kayak of a chayla, They're allowed to have meat in, for 9 days. And meat does meat after beef meat, but who had then chicken also. It goes in the same category, so you should not have in the 9 days. However, if someone makes a seer, then in such a case, it is mutter. We'll soon talk about it in a minute. However, you're allowed to use a fleshy kekelim. Even to Ben Yerma, let's say you cooked charred last year Shabbos, and now you want to make something parv in the charred pot, even to Ben Yerma, the paiskim of Avram, paiskim, all paiskim speak out, it is permissible. Or let's say some of the herrings have wine. I don't know if you ever look at the some of the herrings have wine. So the question is, are you allowed to use it? If it's bottled the sheish, if it's bottled 1/6, according to some sheetahs, because that's a bittul of wine, then the din is you're allowed to. Then it's okay. So most of the, what I'm told from the people in Kashrus is that the wine sauce that's in a herring usually is bottled b'sheish, and therefore it should be okay. One second. We'll get to it in a minute. To give children meat or chicken. If the higir l'chinach, they're 6-7 years old already, then they should, just like the adults shouldn't have meat, children also shouldn't have, because they also should be misabel shalayim. However, on children less than 6 years old, let's say 3-year-old, can you give them meat or chicken? Is a machlokes hapaiskim. The shvuah seems to hold the dina that you should not. However, Moshe writes in Shuva that any child under 6 years old, you're allowed to give him meat or chicken during all 9 days, because you're not giving a chinuch, and therefore they're potter. The gates to him. They are different in Hagam. Mikatsa la katsa. From one end of the stream to the other of the stream. Some price can hold, even if you made a seer, finish off a masakta on Chreis Pesach, you could save it till 9 days and make a seer then, because you're besimcha. Other price can hold, only if you have to finish masakta in the 9 days, then let's say Daf Yomi ends off on during the 9 days, you can make a seer then. If that's it, so you do it only if you do it on time, but to save it from Pesach or from Shavuos or from a few weeks ago, since they just finished the Masechta Tainus, so you save the Tainus for 9 days, you shouldn't. The Chashurim goes even a step further. He says, even if you finish the Masechta in 9 days, why would you want to make a semen during the 9 days? The time of Masal Shlaim, not the time to make Simcha. So he says, if you finish during 9 days, Shadavka wait after the 9 days. So I'm telling you, however, most of the people are Mako. The same Chlohako. However, it used to be, before Hashem they stopped it, some of the restaurants used to have a sign, 9 p.m. to the Siyam. Anyone wants to come, they want to come. But what they did, the mistake was, they used to stay fresh at 7 o'clock at night, and most of the people didn't stay around for the Siyam. That's the beautiful thing, then eat meat afterwards. But to eat now, and then they make the answer because it's not a heta on the restaurant that wants to make a seum, so everything comes like tachman. You know, if there's a bris in there, everyone's butter. It doesn't work that way. You have to be here for a seum. Now, they have in certain hotels, they have also seum in them, camps. Camps is a more small team, echo, but it's all one big, everyone's together. They bench together, wash together, it's all one big family. So, in such a case, at camps, I could hear it. But Masha Eke and kids want to have that because the suppers, the kids don't like their milking supper, and plus it's more expensive. So the dafka wants a dafka, a fleshika supper. But however, in hotels they do it, I'm not so pushing how you could say it's mutter. You never saw the guy, they hire some yeshiva bacha, they give him a free supper. You know, he tells bacha, I'll give you a free supper in a hotel. You know, it cost him $15, now it costs him nothing. And you must make a seum. They never saw the guy before, and they never saw the guy afterwards, and then they're all mesamech with him. You know, it's the same, I think it's a little bit carried a little bit too far.
What about on the radio?
Huh? On the radio? You mean on the cell phone?
What they do on the radio?
Huh? What they do on the radio also? Huh?
What about your site?
Huh?
Your site? Do you have no place to push it off?
Your site? During 9 days?
You're going to make the same for your site.
So if you make a seum masechta and invite people there, then it should be okay.
Yeah,
right, that's okay.
So what if we have a What if you have a family member that's out of town, but he made the seum, you know, for the yurt site? Can you all be listening on the
telephone? No, it's a little bit carried away.
What?
So there's no problem. Bagel and lox is no problem. You can have it. You can have it. Bagel and lox without a seum.
I'm saying, in the 9 days, we're going to make a fresh seum.
Huh?
In the 9 days, we're making dusty seum.
Right. Yeah.
So
it's, you know. Start to avoid it, if you can.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't
know.
Who says that Skype is Mustafa?
If you work for Benzin, why can't I work for Siam?
That's not, don't get carried away.
Not the entertainment Siam, if you dare try those students.
There are some people who hold that if you plan to come to the Siam, you should have missed it, but it's together, it's one happy film together, you could also, you're Samech with the Messiah. But again, it has to be with. Alright. Take a shower. During the 9 days, take a hot shower or hot bath during the 9 days is also for Shchedesh. You're not allowed to take unless it's for four. Let's say sometimes a person has a medically they have to take a hot bath for medical purposes. Then it's okay. But whether anything which is not for medical is not permitted. Let's say someone for therapy has to swim. Has to swim. He's not doing it for enjoyment. Doing it for therapy, then also the harm of kilim. But if it's not for therapy, just for enjoyment, to go swimming during the 9 days, you're not allowed to. Even though it's cold water, it doesn't make a difference. To go swimming during the 9 days is not permissible.
Huh?
A woman swims every day for exercise. She can find other exercise to do it. She's swimming at a swimming pool. There's usually this exercise room. They can go on a treadmill. They can do other types of means of exercise. But to go swimming is not permissible. Unless it's a medical, really medical, you need for physical therapy. But do it for health purposes, don't eat. So you'll be more healthy than like that. Do you know what I mean?
All right,
about to mention. Okay. However, the Indian of swimming is only by children Shegei L'chinah. The children should like Gei L'chinah. Let's say sometimes a lot of people have these backyard pool camps. And so they want to go to the small pool in back Zana Sakana, or go, then it's okay. To go in a sprinkler system, Ramosha held, if it's in a public park, you should not do it. But if it's in a backyard, kids should like Gei L'chinah, want to go, it's real hot outside, they want to go to a sprinkler, that is permissible. Again, I said that. The backyard swimming pools.
Until what age?
Until Gei L'chinah, until 5-6 years old. However, to wash panav yadav, iraga to wash with cold water is mutter during 9 days. Mechad says mutter 9 days, but to use hot water in alata. So to take a hot shower during the 9 days, it's not permissible. However, if someone perspires a lot, he feels very uncomfortable, then they're allowed to take a cold shower. What's called a cool shower? In other words, what they do, they can turn on the cold water and turn on a little bit hot just to take out the chill. But it should not be warm enough that you enjoy it. It should be in an item that you don't enjoy it. And also you shouldn't stand 15 minutes under the shower. Take a couple of minutes to wash yourself off. The question, can you use soap? To use soap is permissible on places you feel verschwitzt, you have to clean off. You're allowed to. But stomach is to wash your whole body with soap. The person, unless he's finished just now a basketball game, you know, or he's running around in his treadmill, whatever it is, he's all verschwitzt, then he's allowed to take he feels the zeh over his body, can use soap over his body, but he has to be careful, it shouldn't be double shell tainig. However, on Shabbos Chazayin, Erev Shabbos Chazayin, next Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos Chazayin, then the halach is, the Frankim writes and Moshe both write, you're allowed to take a couple Shabbos, since we live in America, it's very hot, so you're allowed to take a regular hot shower with soap like you take Erev Shabbos. Yerusha Shai Tshuva speaks out that you should take it before Chatzos. However, Mishmur doesn't make a down, Maisa Mishmur is no nafkamina. Unless if Tishbav comes out on Shabbos, then you should take the shower before Chatzos, because Erev Shabbos is Erev Tishbav. Yes, the Chatzos are more chumras. So if you should take the shower before Chatzos. Yes. Going.
The people that go to
the mikveh, they don't take a hot shower, they take a cool
shower. No,
but the people go to the mikveh, they don't have mikveh. If you go in and out, if you go just in and out, then it's okay. A lot of places, the mikvehs they do is they make it cool for the 9 days. That's what a lot of places they do for that reason. However, I know Shabbos you don't have to. A couple of Shabbos, it's okay. Better not. No, you could do exercise if you do exercise l'shem shemayim, because whatever reason you're doing it, then you're out there, you're for shvitz, you can take a shower afterwards.
But
you're allowed to play ball. If you have to do for shvitz, then you could. No, you could play ball. Alright. During the 9 days brought down, a person should not take pleasure journeys during the 9 days. If it's a tzarech, then it's okay. To give presents during the 9 days. Really, it's brought down Mogavram, only on Tisha B'Av we don't give presents. However, the Achronim that hold, that's only on Tisha B'Av, she mach for all 9 days. There are some places can hold even all 3 weeks, they shouldn't give presents. But let's say if it's a chayv, then you're allowed to. So let's say someone's a bar mitzvah bacha, and normally you give him a present, then you're allowed to give during the 3 weeks, you're allowed to give him a present, or even the 9 days. Let's say that's bar mitzvah Shabbos chazayin, you could give him also during 9 days, then you're allowed to. And certainly, in Ed, the shayv is only the one giving it, but the one accepting for sure can accept it, that's certainly no problem. The minute is during the 2 weeks, or some of 9 days, you don't go to a makom mesukin. So you have to be careful that at least in the 9 days, don't do any canoe riding. Don't go any canoe riding. Or don't go to the ocean. Even if you want to sail in the ocean, come Shabbos, you shouldn't go to the ocean. First, we are makom sakana. That's not, a person should not, and certainly, but to go into like the big boats, you know, they could cruise around the city and so on, then it's okay. There's a different shayla tznius because people aren't dressed properly. But the sakana shabbat, it's only someone canoe. But in a big boat, there's no problem.
Why is the recipient of a present not a problem? Isn't that the person getting the symptoms of he's
the
recipient?
Huh?
Isn't there recipients of some of the person having the...
You don't invite the person. The person gives you don't invite. Alright. What down also Shulchan Aruch that a person... If he has to go to court, it's best not to go to court during the 9 days. He should wait till after Tisha B'Av, and some hold wait until after Tu B'Av, and some hold not to do all wait until after Rosh Chodesh Elul. Someone has to do an operation, some surgery, minor surgery. He should try to push it off, not to do it in the 9 days, unless there's no eitzah. Let's say it's a elective surgery, that person should not do 9 days. Push it, do before, do it after. Unless it's a big tzarech. Sometimes you find a certain doctor that you have to do certain surgery. He gives you certain dates. And he says, now he's going on vacation for 6 weeks. And so I have a choice to do it in 9 days or not. So then in normal circumstances, we try to avoid it. But the yesher, you could be mekel then. To go to the dentist during 9 days, no problem. To cut grass, if you yourself cut your lawn, that you should not cut. Since it's liyafi, then the din is that that's asa. But if you have a company, guard the kaplanis, you have a guy that always comes every Monday, comes and cuts the grass, and now Monday is 9 days, then it's okay. You can let him do it because the guard the kaplanis is okay. However, chalamoid. Is certainly also to cut, even for kablonis, you now have to have a lot of guy cut the grass during Chol HaMoed. So water grass, is permissible because you don't water it, you could dry out. So it's not really yoifi, it's just to keep it everything status quo, therefore it's okay then.
What is the yoifi?
What?
What is the
yoifi? It's nichlal nine, it gives you hanor, it's a simcha. It gives you hanor. What? She's doing a shlut, it's gone on Bible, that's all okay. Alright.
What if she's single?
Huh?
If she's single?
She's looking for a shidduch. No.
Maybe
like
in 15, I
don't know. Alright. Alright. Huh?
Don't believe
him. Yeah. During the 9 days, I would say they should avoid. It's Dovah Shasimcha.
For a little kid, even.
I mean, if it's not a Gila Chinuch, there's no problem.
It's a
6-year-old. It depends. If they're not a Gila Chinuch, then it's okay. Alright. To move from one apartment to another apartment during the 9 days, it should not do it. Unless the Mokar has to. Let's say sometimes it comes out at the time of the month. You don't move out, you're going to have to pay an extra month rent, then you can make all during the 9 days. To fly an airplane during the 9 days. A person who has to fly an airplane during 9 days is a person who should try to avoid it. Since it's something you fly, let's say fly overseas, normally make a gaimo. Reb Shlomo Zalman held to fly to Israel during the 9 days. He also, that's mitzvah, because it's like a dvar mitzvah, because it says it's a mitzvah to walk down the Amis and Eretz Yisrael. So even if it's such a type of mitzvah, you're allowed to go during, you have to fly there even during the 9 days. And he says not only Eretz, you don't have to fly in Tisha B'Av itself, you're allowed to fly.
What if you're out of town and you need to fly home during the 9 days? Is that a mitzvah?
The Makom Tzayach, about that. If it's a Makom Tzayach, let's say some camps have, you know, the breaks, you know, that between one session, next session. So they want to make they have a break in there. Or sometimes they have visiting day in that time. Then also make on such a thing. Also make on such a thing also. There's interesting Mogavram, which we quote to the halacha, that says that on Shabbos Chazayin, you should only sing Nigunim at the table, Shabbos table, only songs that was sakin to sing, you know, Nechav Simcha, that's printed in the Siddur. But Stam to sing Stam Shirim, then the Mishbur quotes from the Mogavram, other Piyutim Yinalata. And it's a mashma from the Mishbur. It's not only after Shabbos Chazayin, but it's all year like that. However, Reish Avraham speaks on Medu Tanyana. Let me finish. Reish Avraham speaks on Medu Tanyana. That's only means Chassidus. Moshe writes in Igus Moshe writes, you're allowed to sing Shabbos Chazayin, even though for some reason all year round you don't sing. You want to start singing, you start Shabbos Chazayin, you're allowed to. You don't sing all year round. Yes.
The singing of songs that are not printed, that's only that Chazayin, or all year round, or during the week? What?
From the Shavuot by itself, it's all year round. However, on Shabbos. Only things are printed soon, the Chesucha, Karibanayim, something like that. So Mishalai, these are the good that were the Nesakim for the Suga. The time just to sing of Inam Al-Kaino, whatever it is, these things, you should not sing during on Shabbos. That's the advice from Mishabur, who quotes the Mogan Avram, like that. However, most Paiskins agree, the Shavram, we mentioned, it only means Chassidus, and Mikadin, it is permissible.
Where is
the Moshe? Ramosh is, Igus Moshe, Archaim Chagdal, Tzim, Kufyat Beis.
What's the reason for that?
Huh?
Does he say
Chachum? Zechachum. Alright. The Ramosh says, in Tav Kuf, the Nalas of Beis, that the Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to like change sheets and so on, and you're allowed to buy things with Tzarech Mitzvah. So the question is, in Paiskin, can you buy Tzvorim during the 90s? Can you go to Tzvorim Stone, buy a new Tzvorim? The answer is permissible. The Paiskin speak out, it's okay. to buy a talis. A talis gadol, during the 3 weeks, a person should not buy a talis gadol, because normally you make shechiyonu on it. So normally you don't buy things that make shechiyonu during the 3 weeks. However, to buy a talis katan, since it's not such a simcha, and normally you don't make shechiyonu on it, so to make a talis, to buy a talis katan, during until Rosh Chodesh Av is okay. I once had a case of someone about tshuva. He came from, and he bought his first pair of tzitzis in his life. So yes, can he make a shachiyano? So I told him, if you understand him a big simcha from it, he can make you a talis katan. Because the whole reason is, you don't make a simcha. So from a yidden, they wear tzitzis since past diaper age. So it's not just a simcha then. But so, first wife, he has simcha, he bought his first talis katan. I told him he can make a shachiyano on talis katan. Not 9 days, it's Tamazai. When you wear it. Because the Ramos says, it's not only with. Let's say, according to you, if I buy a suit during the 9 days, well, don't put 9 days, I can buy it then. So the reason is, the Kitzur Shalom Shvi'is Kippur is not. This is not only wearing it, this is the Kenyan. Really, Al Pi Din, if you look in Reish Chof Gimel, when it talks about the garden buying, really, should, when you buy a new suit, you should really. Make a bracha b'shas kniyah. When as soon as you pay, you go out past the counter. You pay for the suit. You should write it then. You should make shechiyona then. The only reason I'm a shechiyona because most of the time you have to check for shadness. Most of the time you gotta make the cuffs and create a kalim, pull out whatever it is. So it's not completely ready. So therefore we're ready to make the bracha b'shas levisha. That's the minute to do it. But members, you should make sure b'shas kniyah. Just we wait to make it later on, because when you put on that's the emes of simcha. So l'maisa l'dina to buy things in Noma Shechiyano, even if you wait only after 9 days, is still not permitted.
Unless it's a special sale,
like I mentioned before. That we said there's a tshuva l'mushu matcha that says that dafka to buy by like clothing in alato. But someone wants to buy some dishes for the house or silverware in the house, you're allowed to buy during 9 days. And everything depends what you buy. If it's a tzavah, if it's real, brings you simcha, then really should avoid it. Even though we say you're allowed to wash clothing during the 9 days, but let's say it gets dirty just to brush it with a brush to take off the dust, that is permissible during the 9 days. To a woman, to wash a sheito has a look like a beged. So just saying now to wash the garden during the 9 days, a woman cannot have a sheito washed during the 9 days. However, it's time to comb it, wild, whatever it is, so just want to comb it to look nicer, that's mutter during the 9 days. There's a shayla. Let's say a housewife, you mind yourself right before shkia, she forgot to wash clothing. Can she put it into the washing machine right before shkia, so that it'll wash her shkia past face? Does the shayla price scheme that's permissible or not? Not permissible. Some say it's a shayla from my sign. However, kuliyama. Let's say you washed everything before. For shkia, they just want to put it inside a dryer, just to dry it. That the kuliyama is meant to do that on during the 9 days.
That's not like
gibbets? Huh?
That's not called
gibbets? No.
Why?
It's not called
gibbets. It's not permanent press or something?
No, that's just tamra. we mentioned before that the children under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, you're allowed to wash their clothing. Let's say there are priskim that hold that you're allowed to, if you they run out of it, and for some reason you can't wash it, you're also allowed to buy for the children that they need it. Under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. Did the shayla restaurant should be open during the 9 days? What's the shayla from Neiva? Because if you open 9 days, you'll eat meat. So some people hold, you should be closed and that's it. Some people, Shitaka be closed. Other place can hold for Kent. If you close it, then you go. If you can close it, then go to Tarfis. Then, so if a person is not religious, he wants to eat kosher and he doesn't have it, he'll go to Tarfis. However, most restaurants today, at least in the Chicago area, and when they have some meat restaurant, they're open during the 9 days. They don't have people. It's no sitting down. It's only carry out. So if it's carry out, then there's no problem. And then also, who says? Who says he's going to eat it anyway? Maybe he's buying. He's going out of town. He's coming Monday. He's going out of town. They'll put in the freezer. They'll have for Shabbos. So, Mayos, that's why many restaurants are made to be open. Just what they do is they don't have any sitting down in the restaurant. Huh? Huh? Yes, yeah, some places they have only fish. Right, yeah. Right, then it's no problem. Right. You can make a wash. A butcher store to be open because who says they're going to buy all, eat the meat on Shabbos during the week? The people cook the meat for covered Shabbos. Someone during the 9 days we mentioned now to have meat. Let's say by mistake he took a piece of meat and said, he bowed for his mouth. He realizes that's in 9 days. So the question is, should he just not eat? It'll be Baruch of Atala. Or he can have a mashul of meat, just that there shouldn't be Baruch of Atala. So the sense of the Paiskim is that you can eat a small piece of meat. So you should not do Baruch of Atala. Because the same Baruch of Atala is worse than the minute of not having meat.
Can you take another charcoal?
Huh?
Can you replace it with another charcoal?
No, you can't. You wouldn't have on that. Children, there are small children, 3-4 year olds, you're allowed to give them a bath once or twice a day, whatever you normally do every day during the summer, you can give them also during the 9 days. But older than that, only if they're dirty, then it's mutter to wash them. It's not just because you do every day washing them, but the type of child that doesn't get dirty, you should not wash him during the 9 days unless it's emissa etzarech, once they give the chinach. All right, we'll stop here. Next week we'll talk about Tisha B'Av itself.
What
huh?